This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. We are faced with choices every day, and many things compete for our time and energy. What did Jesus have to say about priorities in his Sermon on the Mount? We'll be considering this today, and he's able now to help us.
If you're a parent, you probably give your children some jobs to do at home. And you've probably also heard complaints about chores from your children. Sometimes children complain that they don't have enough time to play. I have too much homework and I've got too many jobs and I never have time for any fun. Sound familiar? But as a parent, you've probably pointed out to your children that they did have time to watch TV for a while and they did spend some time on the Xbox and they did have time to catch up on their social media and watch a few videos their friends had shared. So the problem is not so much a lack of time, is a matter of priorities. And that's what we're talking about today. Priorities. We could put this as a question. What is your priority? What is most important to you? What is your life focused on? What do you concentrate on? Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, urges us to focus our lives on God and on his kingdom, rather than focusing on ourselves and building up treasures on earth. I'm going to read to you this section from Jesus' sermon. It's found in Matthew chapter 6. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In these verses, Jesus begins to describe how the Christian should live in the world. What is the Christian's relationship to money, wealth, possessions, food, drink, and clothing? Our culture and society put a lot of pressure on us in these areas. These are great temptations for us here. It all looks very attractive. Money, stuff, clothing. But Jesus urges us to keep our eyes on the kingdom of God, not on the kingdom of this earth. He gives us three illustrations of this with a contrast. There's a contrast between two banks, two eyes, and two masters. Today we'll talk about the two banks, and next week we'll look at the two eyes and the two masters. So then, two banks. Jesus says you can either invest in treasures on earth or treasures in heaven. He warns against storing up treasures on earth. This could be money, wealth, shares. Could be your possessions like your house, cars, books, bikes, or even your garden. Could also be things like success, position, fame, honour, and status. Not that any of these things are wrong in themselves, but they can come to dominate your life. This is why Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth." This is the command. Then he gives the reason for this, an explanation. He says, where moth and rust destroy, and thieves break in and steal. What you own can disappear in three ways. First, your clothing could be destroyed by moths. Second, what you own can rust. The Greek word literally means to eat away. It's probably a picture of rats and mice and worms eating away at a store of grain and wheat. Or third, thieves could break in and steal. The word literally means to dig through. Because homes in those days were only made of mud brick, a thief could dig through the wall and take what he wanted. Nowadays, we can prevent some of these losses with mothballs and mousetraps and rat poison and burglar alarms. But we also recognize that nothing lasts forever. Everything will decay or deteriorate or depreciate. Nothing is permanent. Anything and everything can be destroyed by fire or flood or earthquake. Our wealth can decline dramatically in a stock market crash or in galloping inflation. This is what Jesus wants us to keep in mind. Does this mean that Jesus is forbidding any wealth at all? No, it doesn't mean that. There are other commands in the Bible which assume the right to own property. There are proverbs in the Bible which urge us to learn from the example of the ant and to plan and prepare for the future. And we are told in the Bible to look after our immediate family, and we need money and resources to do that. And also, we're allowed to enjoy the good gifts of God's creation. So what does Jesus mean then? Jesus is saying that it is a matter of priorities. Where is your focus? And what are you trusting? Where are you building your treasure? On earth or in heaven? This is a temptation for those who have a lot, but it's also a temptation for those who have only a little. It's not a question of how much you have. Rather, the question is, where is your heart? What is your attitude to what you have? The focus of your heart will determine the overall direction of your life. What you treasure will govern your life. So if you're focused on money, you'll become greedy for more. If you're focused on pleasure, you'll live a life of luxury and self-indulgence. If you're seeking honor and success, you'll be governed by selfish ambition. So where is your heart? What are your priorities? What are you focused on? If you're focused on money and wealth and things, you need to remember that you can't take it with you. A Spanish proverb says, "There are no pockets in a shroud." A man in the Bible named Job said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart." And Solomon, the extremely wealthy king, confessed that all the world's wealth is ultimately vain, empty, a vapor. It can't make you happy. So don't store up treasures on earth. Don't focus on the banks in the world. Instead, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Here Jesus is referring to anything on earth that lasts into eternity. This could include investing in a Christ-like character, cultivating the fruit of the Spirit, putting money into charitable works that help other people, such as giving to children through Tear Fund, or directing our money into areas that are going to prosper the church and the kingdom of Jesus. Treasures in heaven also includes the good deeds we do for others that are done for the right motive. It includes sharing with those in need, forgiving others, showing them love in practical ways. All of these are spiritual investments that build up an eternal treasure in heaven. In the time of the early church, there was a period when Christians were being persecuted in Rome. During that time, Roman soldiers broke into a Christian church because they thought the church was stored up with lots of treasures. The Roman official demanded to know where all the treasures were kept, but the church deacon pointed to the widows who were sheltered, the orphans who were fed, the sick who were nursed, and the poor who were helped. These, he said, are the treasures of the church. In this, they were following the instructions of the Apostle Paul, who commanded us to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, you will lay up treasures for yourselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that you may take hold of the life that is truly life. Where are you investing your money? Are you building up investments that will last into eternity? Are you putting your money only into an earthly bank or also into a heavenly bank? Our priority should be storing up treasure in heaven rather than treasure on earth. We should focus our lives on God and His kingdom.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Today you've heard Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend John Haviland. We began considering priorities according to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount today, and we'll continue with that next week. We hope you'll join us, Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. Until then, goodbye from the Foundations team.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.